You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Both Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Labour leader Bill Shorten held what looked like mini campaign launches yesterday. ACDC's song Back in Black blasted as the Prime Minister took to the stage in Queensland in front of Liberal supporters, including senior figures Peter Dutton, Josh Frydenberg, Matthias Cormann, and Michaela Cash. Mr. Morrison announced a new target for youth job creation as part of his speech to woo voters in the northern state. He says over 5 years, the coalition government will create 250,000 jobs for young Australians between the age of 15 and 24. Mr. Morrison says youth employment is key to building a strong economy.
Today, we have announced that of the 250,000 jobs that we will create over the next 5 years, one in five of those jobs will be for young Australians. 250,000 jobs for young Australians. That's what a strong economy does. That's what a strong economy does.
Mr. Morrison says the best way to dodge a recession is to support the coalition.
You know, there are some who say, oh, you know, what people need is a good recession to teach them a few things. I don't agree with them. I don't want my children to ever have to live through a recession. But I can tell you, if you stick to the policies of the Liberal and Nationals, then that is the best defence against a recession than you can ever think of.
But Labor questioned Scott Morrison's plans to help young Australians get into jobs. Mr. Shorten says the government had spent years cutting training programs. Meanwhile, the opposition leader continued his focus on healthcare as he spoke to Labor supporters in the Sydney seat of Reid. Mr. Shorten pledged an extra $2.8 billion for health funding for the states, which he says they would lose under the coalition. He says he has ripped up the rule book for being in opposition.
We decided that we couldn't just sit back and wait for the other side to trip over their own shoelaces. We couldn't have imagined some of the mistakes they've made, in fact. We decided and said that Australian politics has to be a better destination. It should be the contest of ideas. We decided we would set the pace. We would make the running. We would put forward our vision for the future.
Mr. Shorten was joined by Deputy Party Leader Tanya Plibersek and senior figures including Penny Wong, Chris Bowen and Tony Burke at the event. Meanwhile, the Greens will campaign later this week while the major parties will take a break from the election trail. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says he'll join an anti-Adani convoy over the Easter period. He says he'll be heading over across the country to raise awareness of what needs to be done to tackle climate change.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.